I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And if you have a fear of a visit to the dentist, fear no more. Dentist Dr. Dana Colson, my dentist, and also from a woman's perspective's authority on oral health, is here to dispel some of the myths and explain her approach to dentistry and even share some happy stories. So good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, I'm happy to have you. You've been traveling and studying and lecturing, and I know you've been bringing new technology to your dental practice. And, you know, I listen to the news just like everyone else, and we hear these studies. And lately, there was one that I think confused me and probably confused a lot of listeners. It was about flossing. Do we or don't we, Dana?
You know, I think it was shocking because so many people have that as their normal daily procedure, and they feel that if they brush and floss that they're going to stay out of trouble with the dentist. And then all of a sudden in CNN it comes out, you know, the study shows that flossing really isn't effective. So then the next day, you know, obviously lots of my clients come and ask me about that. And, you know, it gives us all an opportunity to think about it. And my answer to them was, you know, flossing cleans surfaces of teeth that don't normally get brushed because it's between the teeth where our brush can't reach. And it has been my experience that my patients who floss their teeth on a routine basis don't have cavities. Now, you know, there's so many studies out there. One study will say this, the other study says the opposite, because the variables are so different. So it depends on really the grouping that they used and where they got their information. And unfortunately, I haven't had time to really delve into it, but I can tell you that there are many things that can contribute to causing decay. And it, even if you floss, you could still have a problem. For example, if you have receding gums, if you have a dry mouth, which we're going to go into more, if you have what we call open contacts, if we have bad nutrition, we could end up having like a low saliva pH. And pH means a regulation of how the cells intake nutrients. Just like we measure the pH of our urine, we can also measure the pH of our saliva. So if it's very acidic, it can mean that it feeds the bacteria the opportunity to become more active. So when we talk about all of these things, and also diet, like some people feel they have the best diet, and even some of my friends say, oh, I've got the best diet, and I think they do because they know me and I know them and we've talked about diet, but then we're on a trip and what do they pull out? This power bar that's full of, you know, dried fruit and seeds that are all, you know, packaged together. And what happens is that, you know, it's sticky food that just kind of adheres to the inside of the mouth and it can cause cavities. So flossing is very, very good in getting rid of what we call the biofilm, which is the natural bacteria that forms in our mouth. But we cannot take it for granted that just flossing alone will cure all of our problems, especially if we have other factors that are occurring in our mouth.
So basically, it can't hurt us to floss.
It definitely helps us.
And it definitely helps us. But we have all sorts of other things around oral health that we could be doing to make our mouth healthy and our oral health and hygiene right. So flossing, yes, and other things also important. Now, I also speak to listeners who I tell them I'm going to go to the dentist and I'm smiling because I don't have a fear of dentistry now that you're my dentist. But there are people who fear pain and they feel the fear the dental chair. What's helping you offer minimally invasive dentistry and pain, I won't say pain-free, but lesser pain in a dental practice?
I have to say, Marilyn, that when I go to work, I love my work. I'm passionate about it. I don't even think of work as work, but work as fun because I get to work with wonderful people. My team is amazing. I get to work with wonderful people like you and my other clients who come to see me. And the reason partially that it is so great for me is that we can do very minimally invasive dentistry. And I attribute it to the opportunity of having wonderful science behind us so that we can do that. And you know today that there's a real disruptive factor in the sense of technology. It changes everything, right? It changes the way we communicate. You know, you and I text. We don't really speak on the phone anymore. And similarly, there's great technology that's come into dentistry. And it allows us to be minimally invasive. It allows us to work in the digital world of scanning. It allows us to do ozone applications. It allows us to do digital x-rays, which is 90% less radiation. We can also work with lasers. And you know that I'm a laser lover because I can do so much painless and without discomfort and a lot of the time even without local anesthetic. So we can modify and change the way we do procedures that I know that when my clients leave me at the end of the day, they're going to have minimal discomfort. And it gets verified because I call them at the end of their appointment the following day and I check in and they're happy stories. So what could be better in my world than to seeing somebody and being able to achieve something and that they can tell me that they had no discomfort afterwards?
Well, I have your brochure with a list of all the different kinds of things you've added to your dental practice. And usually what I say to people is if you want a dentist who's on top of their game, who's invested in their practice, who's sought out what the latest and the greatest is and brought it back to Toronto so that she can say it's non-invasive or minimally invasive, and it is a pain-free, for me, experience, it's dentist Dr. Dana Coulson. So I thank you for my oral health. And I thank you for bringing all this new technology to your practice. Now, I get asked questions by listeners mm-hmm. very often, and one of them is directed to you, actually a couple of them.
Okay.
And one of the listeners asks, I'm 74. I've never really done anything to improve my smile. I have yellow, crooked teeth. And she asks, is it too late now that I have time, I have money, I'm planning to travel, and I'm not proud of my smile? At 74, is it too late to start?
Well, you know, Marilyn, as you say, a smile is your international hello. And there is never too late to start. First of all, a smile activates the endorphin release in our limbic system of our brain. And therefore, every time you smile, you just get your own natural vitamins. So what could be better than that? Today, age is irrelevant because if we're living, we're breathing, our cells multiply and divide, we can do whatever we want to do at any age. And this woman is 74, but I do believe that we have the opportunity of living till 120. And you know, I say you ought to have your very best smile until you're 120 years of age. And it's going to be your least invasive anti-aging part of your body. So yes, you can start. You can do it. And you know, I had a client who came into my office the other day and she had not taken care of her teeth and she wanted to have a bling smile.
And sparkle, you know, sparkle.
Sparkle, sparkle and white. And she was tired of the way it was. And she helped people in her business and she just wanted to get it that way. Well, we started with a few basic appointments, just manifesting some good change in her oral environment. And now she comes in and says, oh, I just feel so much better about myself. I can hardly wait to get to the next step. Let's just get moving ahead, because all of a sudden she got excited and there's no fear because she understands that she has a voice, that she is in control, and that the way we can work is in her very best interest. And she's just really excited to get there. So at any age, it doesn't matter. You know, there's no blame. It's not right. It's not wrong. Life is the way it is. And we accept people for who they are. They have choices. They have options of how we're going to do it. Are we going to do it with Invisalign, get a strong foundation, which is my best choice for people to have a very wonderful aligned smile before we have to do any tooth preparation. But whatever it takes to get that person to where they need to go is the way we will proceed.
So that was a happy story. It's never too late. The fairy tale has a happy ending. And I guess we could have time for another happy story. Maybe it can be a happy story. Seems that whenever you answer a question, it ends on a cheerful note of optimism. So thank you for that. So the question I have from another listener is, I've had extensive dental work all my life and quite a distance in the past. And now it's not lasting. It seems to be falling apart. What do you recommend that I do to save my smile, if anything?
Okay, well, there are so many new advances that we need to see the records. We have to figure out what happened and why it happened and start looking at choices. But, you know, similar to this, I have a friend who had some issues and she's about 10 years older than I. And she ended up saying, what should I do? Like, I'm walking around without a tooth in the front of my mouth and I'm really embarrassed. And so I said, well, we can do option 1, 2, 3, or 4. It's like, what do you want to do? These are the pluses. These are the minuses. But all these things can manifest into a really a better place. And we can do part 1 or 2, which is the simple And later on, we can always go back to 3 and 4, which is the more ideal, but you don't have to be there without a tooth and you can feel good about it. And today, as I said, the research and science shows us that we have so many opportunities to be able to do that. So the most important thing is investigate. Don't get upset. Don't worry, because technology has taken us to a new level where we can just create so many wonderful smiles. And that's why it makes me feel so happy. We always have really nice, happy stories. So
I guess both stories say it's never too late, but it all starts with a question from an expert who can show you the possibilities.
Question and education for yourself. So you're empowered.
Question and education for yourself. You offer that with a trained member of your team as a complimentary consultation. And I applaud that, because I know people have availed themselves of that and have taken steps that make them feel comfortable. And also, there's no cost, so it's just a matter of time. If someone wants to reach your office and book a complimentary consultation, what do they do?
They can call and ask for either Lana and Rosemary, and they will guide them through what goes on in our office, show them some similar photos, befores and afters of the kind of work we do, give them some information about the process we would do. And then if it resonates for them and it feels good, then we're happy to see them. And if they want to go back to their regular dentist, I advocate loyalty. I love it that people have a connection. Connection and trust is first and foremost. So whatever works for them, we're happy to. We'll share with them what we would do, and then they can go ahead and make their decisions appropriately.
So the website allsmiles.ca is linked from my website, marilyns.ca. And all you have to do to see the before and after shots and the miraculous changes that can happen, and not necessarily for huge amounts of money. All you have to do is ask the question, find out what the possibilities are, and then get your answer. And it won't cost you anything but one phone call, a little bit of time, and then investigating and getting answers from the experts. The phone number, 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. allsmiles.ca. And I guess if we have time, we should just give your location. So 1950 Yonge Street, Dana?
Yes, it's at Yonge and Davisville.
So lots of local, lots of local parking, subway line. So make the call. Bring your second opinion questions if you wish, and find a place that can give you answers, because a visit to the dentist can be life-changing, especially when it's a visit to dentist Dr. Dana Colson's office. So thank you, Dana. I'm really glad we had the chance to speak at length. I know you're very diligent about sharing happy stories week to week that are uplifting and give people hope, but it's nice to have a bit more time, and hopefully we'll be able to do that in the next couple of months again.
A pleasure. Thank you, Marilyn.
So I am grateful to you for my oral health and my smile, and I'm encouraging anyone who wants to learn the possibilities for their own journey to a healthy mouth and a welcoming smile to take you up on your complimentary consult. Rosemary, been there with you. Lana, been with you.
34 years, 20 years.
So well-trained, but they also have the equipment to work with. So it isn't just about what you know, it's what you have to work with. And I think that's the difference of dentist Dr. Dana Colson's office and what any other dentist, or I won't say any other, but some dentists have to offer. I thank you, Dana, for sharing happy stories and being so good at what you do. My smile thanks you.
My pleasure.